USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing to listen to concerns from members of Congress about the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking on Capitol Hill, ranking member from Ohio, Steve Shabbat, discusses the impact COVID-19 has had on small businesses.
Unfortunately, COVID-19 has devastated small businesses and their employees. As a response, Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program to provide assistance to as many small businesses as possible during this emergency period.
The House is expected to vote on a funding package for small businesses later today. The brother of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is dead, another victim of COVID-19. Warren tweeted her 86-year-old brother, Don Reed, was charming, funny, and a natural leader. He joined the Air Force at 19 and spent his career in the military. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Severe storms are making their way across the southeast. The southern parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing storms and heavy rain. It comes as forecasters are predicting damaging winds, floods, hail, and isolated tornadoes for Thursday and Thursday night. Yesterday, more than 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. A movie is being made about the life of the late Whitney Houston. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Variety says the biopic is being made by music mogul Clive Davis, who's credited with finding Whitney Houston, and Bohemian Rhapsody screenwriter Anthony McCartan. They say in a statement the film will follow Houston from her musical beginnings to her tragic death, and they say it will be a, quote, joyous, emotional, and heartbreaking celebration of her life. The estate of Whitney Houston says in a statement of its own that it is, quote, more than elated to be involved in that project.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, the NFL is attempting some normalcy by holding their annual NFL draft tonight. The draft was supposed to be held in Las Vegas. Now, that obviously was canceled, so each of the teams will be holding the draft online, and the commissioner will be announcing the picks from his basement. Fox Sports' Joel Klatt tells Fox News, we've never seen anything quite like this before.
Well, it's going to be very different, right? In particular for a bunch of guys, and you got to remember, in football circles, these GMs, these head football coaches, they're not technology savvy, right? They're not sitting around understanding how any of this works. So as the story goes in Detroit, the IT guy for the Detroit Lions is going to be hauled up in an RV in the driveway of the GM. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely brilliant. I think it's incredibly important for our country that we have something that's live and something that has a bit of a cornerstone for hope for the future and for live sports going forward. Maybe not as poignant as Game 3 of the World Series in 2001 when President Bush went out and threw that first pitch, but this is very important on Thursday night, what's about to happen for all of us, not just sports fans.
The first round of the draft will be taking place on Thursday, with rounds 2 through 7 taking place Friday and Saturday. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.